Early in my time on the organizing team, I drafted a document for the team about how we want to be, offering guidelines for creating an environment that encouraged good management. Here is a version of those principles. They are written specifically for people working on elections, but they could be adapted for any campaign or movement. We will be outcome-focused. Process is important, but we care most about outcomes. That means decisions are based on outcomes, not on personal concerns. We don't take things personally. We don't make things personal. We trust in the team to set the best course possible, and we all work in whatever way we're asked to by leadership in order to achieve our goals. We will respect and learn from volunteers. On our team, we make our impact through the massive amounts of work that volunteers are willing to do. All of our systems must be optimized for helping volunteers make the biggest possible impact. There are three ways that volunteers can make the biggest impact. 1, going door to door talking to voters. 2, talking to targeted voters on the phone. And 3, helping the campaign increase the number of volunteers engaged in 1 and 2. Some of the most productive volunteers can also be the most annoying at times. We will love and attend to the annoying ones, even when we don't want to. That said, if annoyance turns into real disruption and diminishes our capacity or other volunteers' capacity to produce voter contacts, we'll do what it takes to change the behavior of or fire disruptive volunteers. We will practice high input, low democracy as a team. Our team needs everyone at every level to bring suggestions to the table for making our work better. That means improving our volunteer engagement, bettering tool performance, and exceeding our voter contact goals. We won't win if everyone doesn't contribute the best ideas, offer constructive criticism when appropriate, engage in problem solving, and help anticipate future problems as we scale. That said, it's up to project leaders to make decisions and for the rest of the team to align with those decisions. Fast and effective decision-making can't happen by consensus, but it should be informed by all the smart people we have working on the team across various areas of expertise. We will choose speed over perfection. A campaign happens on an accelerated time frame. There is a deadline, and we don't have the luxury of all the time we need to get things right. We will be more successful in exceeding our goals if we prioritize the fastest solution that is good enough over the perfect solution. That said, there are some errors we should never tolerate. We will embrace productive conflict, but not yelling. Because we encourage passionate disagreement to make our organizing better, we need safeguards to ensure this doesn't escalate from productive to unproductive conflict. We never allow anyone to yell at or raise their voice with a member of our team. This includes team members, staff members in other departments, and even volunteers. Everyone at all levels has a responsibility to pause any interaction where there is yelling or someone perceives that they are being yelled at. If the conversation can be continued at least a half hour later with no yelling, fine. If not, escalate it to a manager.